Navigating the desktop. When your computer first starts up, you are typically left sitting at what is known as the desktop. This would be after you have to log in, assuming you had to log in. The desktop is the main interface into your operating system, whether it be Windows 2000, XP, 2003, or Vista, for example. The desktop can be broken down into five different areas. 1. The Start menu. The Start menu is located at the bottom left of your screen. It gives you access to all your applications and operating system functions. This is probably the most used feature of the operating system. A sighted user would typically click on the Start menu, which would cause it to open, exposing all its options. 2. The Quick Launch. The Quick Launch may or may not be enabled. If it is enabled, it is immediately to the right of the Start menu. It can be used as a shortcut to start up certain installed applications. A sighted user would typically single-click on one of the graphics shown to launch that application. 3. The Taskbar. The taskbar is immediately to the right of the Quick Launch, or to the right of the Start menu if the Quick Launch is disabled. The taskbar shows visually all the applications that are currently running on your system. Note there is a difference between installed and running. For example, you may have installed Microsoft Office and Outlook Express and many other applications, but only those that are currently running, like WindowEyes, would show up on the taskbar. A sighted user would typically single-click on one of the items in the taskbar to bring that application to the foreground. 4. The System Tray, or the Sys Tray, is on the bottom right of your screen. The taskbar will show applications that are currently running, and the Sys Tray will show utilities and programs that are currently running. The main difference between the Sys Tray and the taskbar is that the Sys Tray has programs that are always running. When your computer starts, these programs are automatically running. They may be items like your antivirus software or MSN Messenger. An example of a utility you might find in the Sys Tray may be an item like your local area network connection. WindowEyes is actually capable of running in the taskbar or the Sys Tray. Depending on the utility or program, a sighted user would either click or double-click on one of the graphics to perform the desired action. To the right of all the graphics in the Sys Tray is the system time. 5. The Desktop. The desktop comprises the majority of the screen. The bottom line has all the other components discussed previously, and everything above this is considered the desktop. This contains graphics representing applications that are installed. It is up to the user how many icons and which icons are displayed. A sighted user would move the mouse to the desired application and do a double left click to start up that application. Now that you know the five areas of the desktop and how a sighted user interacts, let's look at each of these from the perspective of WindowEyes and the keyboard. To access the desktop, there are a couple different keystrokes, but I like to use Windows key D. The Windows key is typically between the Control and the Alt key on the left bottom side of your keyboard. So on the bottom left is the Control key, to the right of that is the Windows key, to the right of that is the Alt, to the right of that is your big space bar. So let me do Windows key D. I'm holding down the Windows key and tapping D.
Desktop, command prompt, unselected, list view, 3 of 10.
So this read that we went to the desktop and it read whatever was selected, or at least whatever was highlighted on the screen. So when we pressed it, WindowEyes told us the desktop was focused. I can use the arrows now to navigate the desktop, and WindowEyes will read the text of the icons to us. So let me just arrow down.
FTP Voyager, 4 of 10.
Down again.
FTP Voyager, 4 of 10.
Now the problem with the desktop, the way that it is the icons can be arranged anywhere that you want, and there's no way to go top to bottom or from the first one to the very last one. And in my case, I happen to be at the very last icon on the screen, so when I hit down, I just stay at the same element. Now the problem is if there are elements to the right or left, you still may miss them, so it really isn't the best way to navigate from the desktop. So it's really not an advantage necessarily to put applications at the desktop, and there are better ways to navigate them. But it's still important to understand that it's here and what's on your desktop. Let me up arrow once.
Command prompt, 3 of 10.
So Command Prompt is an application that if I launch, or rather hit enter, or if I were to take the mouse and double left click, it would launch this. Or just enter right now would launch it. Up again.
Notepad, 7 of 10.
This is actually Notepad++, but the two pluses are being squelched because we do not have our punctuation level set up to read the two pluses there. Up again.
WindowEyes, 10 of 10.
And there's the WindowEyes. You can hear 10 of 10. So you can kind of hear the haphazardness that we're running through this, and that's just the way that this particular It's really a list view and icon mode is what it is, the desktop, and there's no easy way to navigate between all of them. But now I happen to know there's something to the right of this, so if I hit right,
view, six
debug
of
view,
ten.
Hit right again,
recycle bin,
right
one
again,
of ten. Super E, 5 of 10,
left from there,
recycle bin,
takes me back
one
to recycle
ten.
Bin, up arrow,
recycle bin,
doesn't go anywhere,
one
left,
view, 6 of 10,
now up,
Winamp, 8 of 10,
Winamp, left,
Mozilla Firefox, 2 of 10,
up arrow,
Adobe Reader 8, 9 of 10.
So those are the icons that are on the desktop, and that's really the best way you can navigate is just kind of arrowing through that. Now, there is a way that you can arrange your icons so that they're always in nice columns, so you can just go down one column, hit over, and go up and left, and you know that way to be able to go through the columns, where mine happen to be randomly spread out throughout the screen, which makes it not as intuitive from the keyboard to deal with. But once we are on the desktop, we can now just press the Tab key to be able to move between the different components that we discussed before. So let me press the Tab key one time to go from the desktop now to the Start menu. So I'm going to tap the Tab key one time.
Start button.
So I'm now on the Start button. We left the desktop, the main desktop, where we could arrow around, hit Enter to launch these applications. And now one tab takes us to the Start button. And again, I'm under Windows Vista, so it's going to be a little bit different than your system maybe, but for the most part, these things are the same. Once we're on the Start button, we can actually hit Enter to open up the Start button. Under Windows Vista, the Start menu is actually far more powerful, I think, than they have been in the past. If you're used to the old Start menus, you might find the Windows Vista a little bit of a turnoff at first because it's different. And I know I personally felt that way when I first got in there. It was very different. I didn't feel comfortable with it. And I immediately set it back to the classic view, which typically new versions of Windows have an option to let you set it back to the classic view so that you're more comfortable with it. But ultimately, it is better to learn the current new environment because that's Microsoft's new approach. So let me go ahead and bring up the Start menu. And since I'm on the Start menu right now, I can just hit Enter. There are several other ways you could bring up the Start menu no matter where you are. But since we've tabbed to it, I can hit Enter, and here's the Start menu for Vista.
Start menu, Start search, edit box.
So it said Start menu, Start search, edit box. This is what's different between Vista and all the other operating systems that you may be using right now. You will not have this under any other operating system but Vista. The menu itself is pretty much the same. But this particular item is different. And the nice thing about this edit box here is that, and it won't become apparent until I describe the rest of the menu, but it allows you to very quickly find applications or find things in your Start menu without having to grope around between menus and arrowing 5,000 times or tabbing or whatever to get to where you want to be able to be. And I'll show that in a second. But first I'll go off and talk about all the other options in the Vista Start menu. So to get off of the edit box, you can just tab between the different components. So I'll hit one tab.
Doug, list view, 1 of 12.
So it takes me to the right half of the Start menu that pulled up on the bottom left of my screen. And I'm on the right half now. It's called a list view. So I can actually arrow through this item by item. So I can hit down arrow.
Documents.
Documents.
2 of 12. Pictures.
Down.
3
Again.
Of 12. Music. 4 of 12.
Again.
Games. 5 of 12.
Again.
Search. 6 of 12.
Again.
Computer. 7 of 12.
Again.
Network. 8 of 12.
Again.
Connect to, 9 of 12.
Again.
Control panel, 10 of 12.
Again.
Default programs, 11 of 12.
Again.
Help and support, 12 of 12.
And when I do it again,
sleep,
I actually
button.
Leave it. So I'm going to go back up to
help and support, list view, 12 of 12.
So 12 of 12 tells me I'm on the last element there. The problem with the Start menu is Microsoft didn't necessarily do this the way that I would have done it in that if you're in a list view, you shouldn't be able to leave it unless you tab off of it. And they allow you to arrow off of these controls very easily. In fact, when I was on the Start Search Edit box, I could have just hit the up arrow and I would have been off of the edit box to the item above. So I like to tab around between the components and then arrow within them and be forced to stay within those components and not accidentally get moved off. So that I feel is a little bit of a disadvantage when arrowing through this. But once you understand the Start menu, I think you can deal with that even. But basically, these on this particular list view are just shortcuts to get you to certain areas of your hard drive or certain areas of the operating system very quickly. So they're very common things that are on the Start menu. For instance, documents, I could hit Enter there and it would open up a Windows Explorer window, which I'll show you how to navigate later, of all the documents that I might have saved in that area or all the pictures I have or whatever. I can go into the Windows Vista control panel by hitting that particular option and allows me to do many things within my operating system. I can go to my computer which again brings up a Windows Explorer of all my hard drives and things like that, that I can drill down and find what I want. There's a search option that will bring up a dialog basically allowing me to do searches for certain things that I know are on my drive that I just couldn't find or whatever. So these options are here for you if you want. Again, I'm not trying to have a tutorial specifically on Windows Vista. We just want to show you that Windows is going along for the ride. So let me tab off of this.
Sleep button.
So there's a sleep button. So if you just want to put your system to sleep, you could just tab to that and hit enter. Tab. Now, again, when I tab off of this,
Internet.
It's going to take me to
Internet.
The previous, or rather the next control. I don't want to talk about that yet, so I'm going to shift tab back.
Log this computer button.
And it took me to lock your computer because I had actually hit right arrow and then went up there. So we have the sleep to the left. So let me hit left arrow.
Sleep.
There's sleep.
Button.
Right arrow.
Log this computer.
So lock
button.
Is just a quick way to leave your system running, but lock it, which means it requires a password to start it back up again. So typically, if I'm going to walk out for lunch or something, I can just lock my computer, and it requires a password to bring it back up. If I hit right arrow again.
Shut down you. Closes all open programs, shuts down Windows, and then turns off your computer.
This is actually how I shut down the operating system under Vista, is I'll bring up the start menu and I'll hit right arrow three times and it opens up this pull down menu, which we just had, and by default it highlights shut down. Now if I arrow up through these options,
Hibernate H saves your session and turns off the computer. When you turn on the computer, Windows restores your session.
Up again.
Sleep S keeps your session in memory and puts the computer in a low power state so that you can quickly resume working.
Up again.
Restart R. Closes all open programs, shuts down Windows, and then starts Windows again.
Up again.
Log O. Log this computer.
Up again.
Log off L. Close programs and log off.
Up again.
Switch user W. Switch users without closing programs.
Up again.
Shut down U. Closes all open programs, shuts down Windows, and...
I'll silence that. But so you can see all of the options right in here that you can very quickly get to if you want to be able to log off, lock the computer, restart the computer, sleep it, hibernate it, or just shut it down, or switch users with all users, being able to switch between multiple users that are logged in. So I'm not going to shut down my system yet. But again, if I were doing it, I would just do Control Escape to bring up the start menu, arrow right three times, and hit Enter, and it shuts down my system. That's how I do it under Vista. So let me tab off of this. Or rather, I have to shut down
menu
that
closed.
Menu and now tab. So I hit Escape and now tab.
Internet Explorer, List View, 1 of 11.
So here it brings up some of the commonly used applications. Vista remembers the last things that I use, or in this case, it puts up some of the things that it thinks I might be interested in, which is Windows Explorer is the first one. Internet Explorer. So if I were to hit Enter here, it would launch Internet Explorer for me. And again, we have a section just on Internet Explorer, so I'm going to skip this. Down arrow.
Email, Microsoft Office Outlook, 2 of 11.
Down again.
Music. 3 of 11.
Again.
Command prompt. 4 of 11.
Again.
Window eyes. 5 of 11.
Again.
Remote desktop connection. 6 of 11.
It's remembering some of the last things that I've run. I've run Window eyes. I've run a remote desktop connection. I've been at the command prompt. Down again.
Default programs. 7 of 11.
And on and on. I can go through these and just tab through these. But I'm going to tab down quickly, and eventually we're going to get to... Here's the next one.
11. All programs. Button.
All programs. Under Windows previous versions of this, it was just called Programs Pull Down, where you could go through and see all of the applications that are currently installed. Under Vista, they call it All Programs. If I were to tab off of this, I'll go back into my
Start Search, Edit Box.
So I could Shift Tab if I wanted to quickly get to All Programs. So I'll do Shift Tab now.
All Programs. Button.
So that's a quick way to get to All Programs. Once you're on All Programs, you have to hit Enter to open it up. So if I hit Enter on All Programs, if I were on Internet Explorer, for instance, it would have launched Internet Explorer. But on All Programs, it will actually open up the All Programs menu. So let me hit Enter.
Adobe Reader 8, 1 of 29. Preview, Depth 2.
So it just read the first item, which said Adobe Reader 8. If I were to down arrow from there.
Default Programs, 2 of 29.
And down again.
Internet Explorer. 3 of 29.
So these are all the items in my All Programs folder. But let's say I want to get to WindowEyes very quickly. I could just type in WIN.
And Windows Calendar. 5 of 29.
Of course, everything's called that. So I'm going to do WindowEyes, or spell out Window dash, and then I can get there quicker.
Dash. WindowEyes. Closed. 29 of 29.
There's only about 50 items that start with Windows in the All Programs group. So I typed in Window dash to get directly to the WindowEyes group. And let me see what that said again.
WindowEyes. Closed. 29 of 29.
So it's the last item in my programs group because they're typically sorted alphabetical. First you get all the individual items, then you get all the folders that are underneath that, each sorted alphabetically. So I'm sitting on WindowEyes now, and it said closed. So if I hit enter, it will open up the WindowEyes.
WindowEyes. Expanded. 29 of 29. Three items.
So it opened up the WindowEyes folder, so now I can actually see visually the three items that are in it, that it told me there were three items. But to get those with WindowEyes, I can down arrow now, and now that it's opened, it will actually go into the folder. If this folder were closed, it would just go to the next folder on this level. But now that I've opened it, I can go down.
WindowEyes, one of three, step three.
So this is the actual WindowEyes program itself. This is another way to launch WindowEyes. If I go to this option and hit enter, WindowEyes would start up. Of course, it's already running. So I'm going to hit down arrow again.
Advanced options, closed, two of three.
So even within the WindowEyes folder itself, we have other folders, one called advanced options. I'm not going to go into that, but there are some advanced options that you can do in here. If I down arrow again.
Documentation, closed, three of three.
So documentation, let's open that one up. So I can either hit enter like I did before, or I could also hit right arrow key.
Documentation, expanded, three of three, four items.
So told me I'm on three of three of WindowEyes, but there are four items under documentation. So I'm going to go down by hitting right arrow, or down arrow, and again it will take me into the first option into the documentation because it's opened. So one down arrow.
Read me, one of four, step four.
So I could hit enter here, and again this would launch Notepad and bring readme.txt into it. Remember when we were in the help menu of WindowEyes, we saw that there was a readme option there as well. These are basically identical. So hit down arrow again.
WindowEyes manual, two of four.
This will also launch the WindowEyes manual, the Windows Help version of it, and bring you into that environment, the same as if you were in the WindowEyes Help menu and did it. Again, another way to do it. And the next one is?
WindowEyes scripting manual, three of four.
So again, the same deal. I can hit enter here and go into the Windows Help, or I could bring up WindowEyes and go to the Help menu and select the scripting manual. Down arrow again.
WindowEyes text manual, four of four.
Now the WindowEyes text manual, what this one actually does is it actually opens up a Windows Explorer window and shows me all of the text file versions of the WindowEyes manual. And then I could go down and select whatever one I want, and it would typically open up in Notepad and I could read that. Now I have a section on dealing with Windows Explorer, and I'm actually going to bring up the text manual in that particular tutorial section, so I'm not going to do that there. But because I installed the text manual, this option is here. Now, if I want to get out of this group, if I were to hit left arrow, it doesn't do what you would expect, and this is something that I didn't like. I hit left arrow, and it actually took me out in the other list view item that we were at earlier, and it said default programs, not what I wanted. So if I hit left arrow again,
WindowEyes text manual, 4 of 4, preview, step 4.
See, we're calling it a tree view, but unfortunately, it's not really a tree view. They let you arrow out of this, and we're working with Microsoft to try to make this a little bit friendlier. The only way to get out of this particular item is to arrow back up until you get back to the top. So I'm going to hit up arrow.
Documentation.
I'm on
expanded.
Documentation.
Three of three.
Now
items.
I can close it with
step
the left
three.
Arrow.
Back button.
Oops, I accidentally hit a couple options. I hit a left arrow and a down arrow at the same time. So it closed documentation and then immediately took me to the item below that, which was back. But let me go back up to get back to documentation.
Documentation closed.
So you can
three
see
of three.
It's closed.
Preview step three.
So moving around in the All Programs group is a little bit clunky, and to be honest, I don't like it from the keyboard. I don't like it from the mouse. It's just not totally intuitive to me. So I like the start, or rather the search edit box that's down there. So let me tab back to get to
back
it.
Button.
There's back. Back just allows you to go back up the level, so if I hit enter on that, it takes me back to the main start menu that I was at. If I hit tab again.
Start search. Edit box.
There's the start search. Let's say I wanted to run, I don't know, let's say Notepad. Now I could go to the All Programs and I could grope around and try to find Notepad, or I could just type in NO.
Internet Explorer No Add-ons. Program Group 1 of 5.
So it found Internet Explorer No Add-ons. Well, that was close. Let me keep typing. I only typed NO. Let me type in T.
T. Notepad 1 of 18.
And there it found it. So actually this search will automatically, it's updating this list, this tree view on the left side here of all the options, or it's a list view, I guess, of all the options that match the settings of what I've typed so far. And I've typed NOT, so it brought up the best guess of being Notepad. Now there are several other options, and I could arrow through them and find them, or I could just keep typing until I get to what I want. Once I heard Notepad was the item that it selected, I could just hit enter now, and it would launch Notepad for me. Let me go ahead and do that. I'll hit enter.
Untitled Notepad. Edit box.
And I'm sitting inside Notepad. It was that simple to launch Notepad. I'm going to hit Alt-F4 to shut Notepad down. So Alt key down, tapping F4. And I'm going to bring the start menu back up. Now, we could do the Windows D and tab to the start menu, but I'm just going to do the Control-Escape is my favorite way to bring up the start menu. You can also just tap the Windows key by itself. but I like to just do Control Escape because some keyboards don't have the Windows key. So I'm holding down Control, tapping Escape.
Start menu. Start search. Edit box.
And I'm in Start search. Now I also like to do a lot of remoting in. When I'm at home, I like to remote into the office and use my computer system. I'm not going to say what all that is, but when I first started Windows Vista, I could not find where the remote connection option was. I just couldn't find it. I went off where it used to be. It wasn't there or whatever. So I just went to the Start menu and typed in R-E-M-O.
Remote desktop connection. Programs group.
And it found it.
Of 17.
Right there. And I could hit Enter, and it would actually launch the remote connection application, and I could remote in and work fine with it. So this is a great way to be able to deal with that. Let me just back over this. Let me type in Word. W-O-R.
Microsoft Office Word 2007.
I could hit Enter, and boom, Word is going to launch. You could go through the all programs, you could try to find the office group, and you could then go to try to find Word inside of that, and 5 minutes later you could actually launch Word, or you could actually use the Start menu. So I think if you give this search edit box a little bit of a chance, I think you'll find that it's far superior to going through the all programs group and trying to find the particular option that you want. So when I'm going to be launching applications, you're going to find me actually using this way of being able to find the applications quickly and be able to launch them. So that's a quick overview of the Start menu. WindowEyes just comes along for the ride. Now, if you find something, let's say, before I actually go off of the Start menu, I forgot to mention, I typed W-O-R and it brought up Word. Well, let's type in a Z, W-O-R-Z, which makes no sense. Let me hit Z.
Z, search everywhere, 1 of 2.
So when it said search everywhere, that means it didn't find anything. Nothing matched that. And WindowEyes, well, every time it changes, as you add in more letters, assuming the option changes, you'll hear the new option as you go through with that. Now, if you hit backspace.
Z. Microsoft Office Word 2007. Programs group, 1 of 17.
So there are 17 guesses that it brought up, and I'm sitting on 1 of 17, which is the best guess that it thinks. And again, I'm back here again. So as you keep typing, things will keep changing. We'll read it. If you type something that doesn't match, you'll hear that as well. So it just works very, very nicely. But let me hit Escape to close the Start menu, and I'm still going to be in the Start button, but not in the Start menu. So one Escape. Whoops, that brought me back to the main menu because I brought that up. Let me hit one more Escape.
Start. Button.
So now I'm sitting at the Start button, and now what I can do is I can tab off to go to the next option that we had talked about. So if we tab again, we're taken to the Quick Launch part of the desktop, and it consists of graphics that are geared towards sighted users. These graphics are used to launch programs quickly for sighted user that are used often. However, these items are not very useful for blind individuals, although you can use them by pressing Enter on the graphic. So for instance, I'm just going to go ahead and hit Tab.
Quick launch, show desktop, button.
So show desktop. So I could, you know, I could do Control Escape, Escape, Tab, and then hit Enter to get to the desktop. Or of course, I could just do Windows D. Not easy to understand which one's easier. If I hit right arrow one more time.
Switch between windows, button.
Switch between windows, kind of like the Alt Tab business. I can hit right again.
Launch Internet Explorer browser, button.
Launch Internet Explorer browser. Again, to launch the browser, I could bring up the Start menu and type Internet, and boom, I could be there. Or I could bring up Start menu, one down arrow, and I could be there. It's just much quicker, I think, than using the Quick Launch. But it's here if you do want to use it. Pressing Tab again will take you to the taskbar. This is where all the running programs reside. To scroll through the programs, we can use the left and right arrow keys. Then, if I wanted to open a program, I would press Enter on that item. Remember, the more programs you have open, the more RAM your system will be using, and this typically results in slower performance. But it just depends on your operating system and the applications you're using. But it is important to close any applications that you aren't necessarily using, but don't be afraid to leave them open either. Let me go ahead and hit Tab.
Taskbar, WindowEyes, button.
So it's a Taskbar, WindowEyes, button. So if I were to hit Enter on this, I'm on WindowEyes, it would actually bring up the WindowEyes control panel, the same as if I did Control Escape, the same as if I'd Alt Tab to it. It's just another way of doing that. Now if I try to arrow left or right, let me try to arrow right, doesn't do anything. Arrow left, doesn't do anything. And the reason is there's only one option in here, and it's WindowEyes. I have no other applications running. If I had other applications, if I had Notepad still running, then I could have right arrowed or left arrowed to Notepad and gone between my two applications. Pressing Tab another time will take you to the System Tray or Sys Tray. Again, you can use the left or right arrow keys to navigate the System Tray. So let me go ahead and hit the Tab here off of the taskbar.
Button.
So it just said Button, and now some buttons may have text and some may not, but let me hit right arrow.
Sys Tray, 98 available plugin, charging, button.
So it says I have 98% available of my battery. So I happen to go to the battery icon. It told me I'm 98% available and is currently charging. Hit right arrow again.
Currently connected to network 2, access local and internet. Button.
The next icon again, right arrow.
Volume. Button. Volume.
Hit right arrow again.
1:17 p.m. Friday, 9/12/2008. Clock.
So we can just arrow through these things. And again, depending on the item in the sys tray, I may want to do a right click or a left click or whatever. I might just hit enter on it. It might do something. It really is up to the application that I'm dealing with in this case. And I can hit tab again then to get back to the desktop. So let me hit tab again.
Desktop. Adobe Reader 8. List view. 9 of 10.
And I'm back around. So tabbing just takes me between all those components. There are keyboard shortcuts to get to all of these elements. For example, to get to the desktop, we just press Windows key D. To open the Start menu, press the Windows key or Control Escape. In Windows 2000, XP, and 2003, you can use Windows Tab to get to the taskbar. In Windows Vista, you can use Windows T to get to the taskbar. In Windows XP, 2003, and Vista, you can use Windows B to get to the sys tray. All of these are commands that Windows uses. These are not special commands that are created for WindowEyes. So if you have sighted friends and family, all of these commands will work for them as well. Another important keystroke is Alt-Tab. You can use Alt-Tab to shift focus between programs that are in the task bar. So remember, we talked about Alt-Tab, and under Windows Vista, just even though I have one application running, I always have the desktop as one option. So I can just hold down the Alt key, and while it's down, I can hit the Tab key.
WindowEyes.
And it says window. I'm still keeping that Alt key down. If I let go of the Alt key, WindowEyes will then become the active window. But I still have it down. So I'm going to hit tab again.
Desktop.
Desktop. So that's another way just to quickly get to the desktop. If I hit Alt tab again, I'm keeping Alt down. I've not let it go yet.
WindowEyes.
I just go between these two. If I had many applications running, it would go between all those applications. If I were to do a Shift Alt tab, it would take me backwards through these applications. So maybe I wanted to get back, I could do a shift while still keeping the Alt down and hit tab, and it would take me back to the last one I just heard if I happened to go by it too quickly. But I'm going to let go of the Alt key now.
WindowEyes.
And it brings up WindowEyes to the foreground, and we spoke it. Again, whatever application is there would just work. I'm going to hit escape to close the WindowEyes control panel.
Start button.
WindowEyes has added a special WindowEyes only command to give you access to the system tray elements. Windows 2000 users don't have a shortcut to get there, and even though all newer operating systems do, you may find the WindowEyes command is quicker and easier to use. So this particular command that we added is called the insert S command or sys-tray command. And again, with numlock turned off, mine is still off, I'm going to hold down the insert key on the numeric keypad, which is basically the zero key, and I'm going to go ahead and press the S key. So insert is down like you would a shift modifier, and then while it's down, I'm going to tap S. Here we go.
Windows Cipher, list box, 1 of 7, dialog, system tray.
So this brings up the system tray dialog. This is a WindowEyes specific command that we feel is actually giving you quicker access to the sys tray and all of its elements and makes it easier to actually interact with these. Now, when I went to my sys tray option, you might have saw that I think it only talked maybe about three items, but this one it says
Windows
there are...
Cipher, 1 of 7.
There are 7 items, and the reason for that is Windows Vista is hiding some of the least used icons that I use. That's an option that I can disable, but it's typically on by default. So I'm only seeing the 3 icons that I typically use, and it's hiding the other ones from me. When you bring up the system tray with insert S, the WindowEyes command, we'll get you all of those, whether they're hidden or not. And when you interact with any of these, whether it's hidden or not, we'll automatically enable the correct options, even if it's invisible. So it just is a much easier way of being able to deal with all your system tray icons. And what we are by default is a list box of all the items in the sys tray, and I can arrow up and down through these. Let's say I want to get to volume. I can down arrow.
Windows Defender.
Down.
Windows Security Alerts.
Down.
Safely remove hardware.
Down.
98 available plugged in. Charging.
I think my battery is actually dying because it doesn't ever seem to get above 98%. Down arrow again.
Currently connected to network 2, access local and internet. 6 of 7.
Down again.
Volume. 7 of 7.
So once you've selected the item you want, you can tab off.
Single left click. S. Button.
So what this would do is go find the volume icon and do a single left click on it. Or I can hit tab again.
Single right click. R. Button.
Or now it would go to volume and do a single right click. Again, it depends on the item because some interact differently. Some require left click, some right click, some double left, some double right, or whatever. Just depends on your icon and your utility. Tab again.
Double left click. D. Button.
Self-explanatory. Tab again.
Double right click. O. button.
And again.
Cancel button.
So let me just go back up to single left click. I think a single left click does the volume. Let's just try that.
Single left click.
And I will hit enter.
Dialog. 66 of 100. Track bar.
Sure enough, it brought up my volume track bar, and I could actually set the volume within my track bar of how I wanted to be able to deal with that. So that's just a very quick way of being able to get in there. I'm going to hit Control Escape to close down the track bar. Get me back on the start menu.
Edit box.
Hit Escape.
Start. Button. Volume.
And now I'm just sitting back at the desktop. So hopefully that's given you a quick overview of how you can actually interact with your desktop, all the different components, and how you can deal with those with WindowEyes. Let's move on to the next section.